We're going to go into a little more detail now about the structure of a neuron. And again, a neuron is a nerve cell, sometimes also called a nerve fiber, although actually it's the axons of the neuron that are mainly called fibers, but we'll get into that later. Neurons come in a variety of shapes and sizes and functions. And I'm just checking. Yes, your book does have some pictures of different shapes of neurons. There is a figure called a structural classification of neurons, and it shows a variety of different shapes of neurons. What I'd like to do now, though, is to bring your attention to the anatomy of the multipolar neuron. That picture, the kind of idealized picture of a neuron. And I want to talk about some of the parts of the neuron. So the soma is going to be the body of the neuron. That's going to be the part where the nucleus is. It's sort of the swollen part of the neuron. So it's the body of the cell. In the soma, you're going to find the nucleus, and the nucleus is going to contain DNA, and it has instructions for making the various proteins that the neuron needs, including the neurotransmitters. The dendrites are the little extensions or branches that seem to sprout off the surface of the soma. And the dendrites are, these have receptors on them, and they receive information from the environment, either from other neurons or from receptors and so on. They're bringing information in towards the body of the neuron. Finally, the long extension that you see is called an axon, and the neuron in your picture has only one axon, although it's also possible for neurons to have more than one. Axons carry information from the body of the neuron to the synapse, and so these are going to transmit an action potential. And when I say action potential, you can think of it as a nerve impulse. You can think of it as a little buzz of electricity. But these are going to transmit that action potential either onto the next neuron through the synapse or to a muscle or to a gland or an organ, depending on what it's synapsing with. As you go to the very end of the axon, you may find that it branches, and these branches are called collaterals. And oops, I think I missed a couple things, but anyways, collaterals are branches of the axon. And if you remember back to the motor units, remember that the motor neurons had to synapse with many different muscle fibers.